to pass, penetrating and perfect truth, is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad countless. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish to the Buddha, Amish to the Dharma, Amish to the Sangha. It seems that as human beings, the last thing that ever occurs to us is that we can simply accept things the way they are. The whole situation at this present moment, whatever it is, just bow to it and accept it. Not only is this the last thing that we tend to ever think of, it's also something that many, many people who have never done it will think is some kind of cop-out, kind of caving into evil. Ceasing to struggle against things that should be struggled against. Ceasing to try to achieve things that should be achieved, at least attempted. You might describe this as the heroism of delusion. Acceptance, genuine acceptance, is not the same as resignation. It's not the same as just giving in to evil. But there's both a lot more and a lot less to good and evil than most people believe. And in Zen, what we're taught is that we need to take one sure step to start with. And the one sure step that we're taught is simply to be still, withdraw within, and let it all arise and pass without getting involved in it. That can be our feelings, it can be our thoughts, our perceptions, can be everything going on in the world around us. All the clashing viewpoints, opinions, ideologies, emotions. Withdraw within, withdraw away from the clamor and confront the clamor that's in one's own mind and heart and deal with that first. If we do that, we see more clearly what truly can be done, what truly needs to be done, and what is emotion-ridden fluff that has to be let go of and it can be let go of. To everyone's benefit. And it's amazing the extent to which people shackle themselves with the shoulds and shouldn'ts. Even people who think of themselves as very liberated from kind of puritanical, traditional Western morality are often more puritanical in their own shoulds and shouldn'ts, rights and wrongs. And unfortunately, as we judge ourselves, we judge others, and as we judge others, we judge ourselves. I cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of taking that one sure step. Withdraw within. Reflect upon yourself. Let it all fall away. Let everything fall away. Relax into that state of blessed unknowing, unconcern, peaceful lack of worry and fretting. and then see what's left. That which truly needs to be done will be left when you do that. And it won't necessarily be anything that you would have thought of beforehand. I could not begin to count the number of times when I've had this sense of genuine surprise at what that remnant at the bottom of the bowl was when I finally got to it. Something eminently practical and useful. Not usually something dramatic. And not usually something the world would take any notice of or give any heed to. There's a good reason why this is such a sure first step. All the things that we worry about, all the disasters that we convince ourselves are coming, some of which may be coming, but it still doesn't mean we need to be terrified because of it. All of these things the Eternal will put to good use. Nothing is going to go wasted. This is true in the short run, it's true in the middle run, it's true in the long run. The long run is very long indeed, which I'm reminded of when I refer to that which is unborn and undying as the Eternal. It ain't going anywhere. When we do anything that has genuine merit, when we act out of a pure heart, the worldly perceptible result is just the tiniest part of the merit of that action. We can trust that implicitly. It's all that any of us can do to work on our own training in this respect. What is easy to describe in a few words is not necessarily easy to do. Much of the time we can barely manage it ourselves, much less make sure anyone else in the universe does it. We cannot do the training of others. We can only do our own training. If we do our own training truly, it will positively influence others and the world at large, the world as a whole. But again, most of that beneficial influence we will be and remain blind to. Now then we get a little glimpse, enough to encourage us, but we have to in the end fall back on faith. This is the best teaching for tumultuous times. Because whatever is going on around you, whatever is happening in the world, you have within your own heart an enduring refuge if you choose to go there and make use of it.